Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The greatest acting in the world is much more than just speaking your lines and conveying the right emotions. That will get you a job here at What Culture. No, to be an actor, you have to convince the audience that you truly belong in the world of the film you are in. Raw talent can help you accomplish that task, sure, but we've also seen some actors do other things like pack on muscle, shred some fat, or speak in a completely different dialect. I'll let you guess what one that was, just to juice up their performances and give that extra bit of authenticity. What about picking up a particular set of skills though? Well, this list will highlight the guys that, well, they went out of their way to pick up some pretty insane ones, and their performances and their movies as a whole undoubtedly benefited from that decision. I am Marcus Bronzy from What Culture, and here is 10 insane skills actors learned for movie roles. Number 10. Tom Cruise learned how to hold his breath for 6 minutes. Mission Impossible: Rogue Nation. Since the first film, the build-up to each new Mission Impossible movie has become all about guessing what crazy life-threatening stunts Tom Cruise will perform next. Scaling skyscrapers, flying helicopters, halo jumping, riding a motorcycle through oncoming traffic, he's done all of that. And whilst all that stuff is undeniably impressive, one of the most underrated skills Cruise has picked up over the years is one he's had to learn for the 5th installment of the franchise, Rogue Nation. Hold your breath for this one, literally. Because for a lengthy underwater sequence midway through the film, Cruise worked with a free diving record holder so he could essentially teach himself how not to breathe. The scene took 2 months to prepare, and although Cruise blacked out a couple of times along the way, he got so proficient at his breathing exercises that he was eventually able to hold his breath for a staggering 6 minutes. Well done, Tom. I'm impressed. Number 9. Sigourney Weaver learned how to communicate with gorillas. Gorillas in the mist. Sigourney Weaver is most famous for sci-fi, Alien. But away from all of that fantastical stuff, she has made some grounding and touching little movies, including Gorillas in the Mist, which came out in 1988, and it was a difficult project to shoot. The film centers around a mountain gorilla expert called Diane Fossey, played by Weaver, a character who the filmmakers strove to portray as authentically as possible. This meant working with actual gorillas, and on top of that, it also meant getting Weaver in the shots with said gorillas, which forced the actress how to learn how to communicate with these gorillas, mainly so they would feel comfortable around her. But if I'm honest, I think it's so they wouldn't kill her, because they are dangerous animals. And so learn to speak to gorillas, Weaver did. In the end, Weaver's hard work paid off. She became so comfortable around the gorillas that they became comfortable in return, and her performance was so effective that she was even nominated for an Oscar for Best Actress. Number 8. Joseph Gordon-Levitt learned how to walk a tightrope. The Walk. Biographical drama, The Walk, tells the true story of French daredevil Philippe Petit and his high-wire walk between the Twin Towers in 1974. In the run-up to the movie, Gordon-Levitt worked with the man himself, who trained him how to walk along a wire. Petit set up a workshop so that he had plenty of one-on-one time with Gordon, and unbelievably, it just took 8 days for him to learn how to walk on the wire all by himself. In addition, Petit also taught Gordon-Levitt some magic tricks as well, but those skills weren't quite as impressive as being able to retain the perfect balance whilst tiptoeing across a narrow cable. Number 7. Michelle Pfeiffer learned how to use a whip. Batman Returns. Some skills are handy survival skills. Some aren't in the slightest. Some are a little bit kinky. Just like Michelle Pfeiffer when she played Catwoman. She fully committed herself to one particular aspect of her character's skill set, namely Selina Kyle's proficiency with a whip. According to the movie's weapons master and stunt choreographer Anthony DeLongis, Pfeiffer became extremely confident when using a whip, so much so that she ended up doing all of her own whip work and even managed to pull off a few improvised moves that made it into the film. For proof of how good Pfeiffer got with a whip, look at the scene in the film where she throws it around Christopher Walken's neck and pulls him in. According to DeLongis, the actress did this for real with no insert shots or cutaways required. Number 6. John Krasinski learned how to maneuver through a burning building. 13 hours. John Krasinski's preparation for 13 hours were extremely arduous, with the actor spending countless hours in the gym in order to sculpt himself into a believable soldier. As well as achieving the right look, Krasinski told Yahoo Movies that he had to learn several skills that made him feel like a soldier, including weapons training, tactical training, and the weirdest of all, how to maneuver through a burning building. He says, I quote, "We all went through rigorous gun training with Navy SEALs. We learned how to fire a whole variety of different weapons. We even learned how to maneuver through buildings on fire." So yeah, if his house ever catches on fire, he'll be in a better position than most. Number 5. Jennifer Lawrence learned how to skin squirrels. Winter's Bone. There was something natural and effortless about Jennifer Lawrence's performance as Reed Dolly in Winter's Bone. One of the reasons for this is because she fully immersed herself into the world her character lived in. During a chat with Vanity Fair, the actress claimed that the strangest thing she's ever had to do for a role occurred whilst preparing for the gritty and grounded world of Winter's Bone, where she learned how to skin a squirrel for real. There's a scene in the film where Lawrence's character puts this skill to good use, confidently preparing the unfortunate animal with her bare hands. Note to self, if you're ever at Jennifer's house, always ask her what's in the stew before eating it. Number 4. Daniel Day-Lewis learned how to live like his Native American character in The Last of the Mohicans. Stories of Daniel Day-Lewis's intense method acting could probably fill several of these lists. For his role in the historical epic The Last of the Mohicans, though, well, he didn't just acquire one or two new skills, he acquired an entire suite of them. In prep for Hawkeye, the actor took it upon himself to learn how to live like his character. He spent a month in the woods, and he learned how to build canoes, track, and skin animals, fight with a tomahawk, and he even practiced firing and reloading a flintlock. In fact, he immersed himself in the role to such an extent that he started carrying the gun everywhere he went, including Christmas dinner. Awkward. Number 3. Ruth Wilson learned how to castrate lambs for Dark River. Whilst preparing to play a farmer in the bleak of 2017 drama Dark River, lead actress Ruth Wilson did the obvious thing. She went to work on a farm in order to gain some experience in the field. In the fields. You know, the field, because that's what farmers, they in field farming in the... Jokes aren't easy, you know. But as you might expect, this wasn't a walk in the park. Or should I say field? Oh, you know what, forget it. Anyway, spending around a month working on a farm in Yorkshire, Wilson, who was at first a complete noob at this sort of thing, was taught a bunch of different skills that made her feel more like her character. These included shearing sheep, sounds legit, clipping hooves, of course, and in her own words, castrating lambs. Yes. Really. Her work ethic is admirable, but perhaps she went a little bit too method with that whole castrating the lambs thing. Number 2. Jim Carrey learned how to endure torture for The Grinch. Jim Carrey was decked out in layers upon layers of makeup for his role as the mean-spirited Grinch, which obviously required him to be stuck in a makeup chair, but for 8.5 hours. That's a long time. It made it borderline impossible for him to sit through this on a regular basis. So producer Brian Grazer devised an unorthodox and rather bizarre solution. A specialist was brought in to put on less makeup. Lies, a specialist was brought in to teach Jim Carrey how to endure torture. Yeah, seriously, this gave the actor the strength to plant himself in that makeup chair for hours on end, day after day, and ultimately, his troubles paid off. Whilst the film was met with middling reception overall, Carrey's crazy performance is easily one of his highlights. Number 1. John David Washington learned how to live backwards. Okay, that's an exaggeration. Number 1. John David Washington learned how to talk backwards. Christopher Nolan's timely-wimely spy thriller is his most complex film up to date, which means I needed to watch it a number of times and I'm still not sure 100% what inversion is. Anyway, a lot of the scenes in Tenet feature inverted people moving backwards through time, and since Nolan loves to do everything practically, if possible that is, his actors had to learn how to move in reverse. Leading man John David Washington told Good Morning America that he learned how to blink, walk, talk, fight, run, block, punch and poop. Okay, not poop, but everything else backwards, which basically meant that he had to fight his own instincts and unlearn a normal way of moving. Watching the characters fight and move in reverse is an extraordinary sight to behold, and one of the main reasons why it looks so good in the film is because it was done with as little CGI as possible.